Under Section 3 of the Broadcasting Act, both stations are now off the air after key power lines were cut. Tom Hardy was broadcasting at the time, and his last words were, "We are now taking a short break." The Department of Posts and Telegraphs have since informed Boyneside Radio that the Nova raid is the first in a series of raids on independent local stations. He continued, "This followed complaints from both local and British-based services engaged in telecommunications."
RT Radio 1 broadcasting on medium wave and VHF.
This is Sean O'Rourke with the news at 1:30. First, the details read now by Derek Davis.
Department of Posts and Telegraphs officials have seized Radio Nova equipment in Dublin. A spokesman said there had been complaints that the station's broadcasts were interfering with telecommunications services. In the Dáil, all the party leaders have been paying tribute to the long record of public service by Mr. Frank Aiken, who died in Dublin this morning, aged 85. In the North, the leader of the official unionists has said talks are continuing with the DUP on putting forward only one candidate in any marginal constituency where the nationalist vote is split. The Conservatives' manifesto for the British general election says the party will continue to work for local democracy in Northern Ireland while upholding law and order as the highest priority. At the Chief Fire Officers Association conference in Blarney, County Cork, there's been a complaint that politicians interfere when efforts are made to enforce regulations. In Belfast, Harry Kirkpatrick, whose wife has been kidnapped by the INLA, has been returned for trial on 36 charges, including attempting to murder policemen. And the weather forecast continuing cool with a few brighter sunny spells and scattered showers. Radio Nova, the Dublin-based pirate radio station, was closed down this morning after officials from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs seized transmitting equipment. Here's Mary Fanning.
At around 9:30 this morning, officials from the Department of the P&T called to the Nova studios in 19 Herbert Street. An official asked the managing director for the keys to the transmitters at Nova Park in Rathfarnham. A warrant had been issued for the seizure of equipment there. A spokesman for Nova claims the keys were handed over, but Nova employees at the transmitter base pulled the plug just after 10:30. The illegal station went off the air at 20 minutes to 11. The Department for Posts and Telegraphs said in a statement the action followed a series of complaints from the air and sea rescue services, ambulances, the army and other essential services that Nova transmissions were causing interference. And the action was promised by the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs in the Dáil on April 26th during question time. This morning, about 15 officials from the department went to Nova Park and loaded the equipment into vans. Nova claimed this equipment is worth in the region of £1 million. There were no attempts made to halt the seizure. A spokesman for Nova, Mr. Chris Carey, who is said to have also been involved in the launching of Sunshine Radio, another illegal station, said nearly 60 full-time employees would lose their jobs because of the action. He claimed there was no formal notification given of the seizure. Mary Fanning, RTÉ News, Rathfarnham.
As you heard, officials of the Department of Posts and Telegraphs this morning raided and seized equipment, the property of Radio Nova in Dublin, on foot of a warrant. A spokesman for the department said this action followed a number of complaints from both local and British-based services engaged in telecommunications. He said Nova had been interfering with ambulance and fire communications in Dublin, Meath and Louth areas, and there were also complaints from sea rescue services along the south and southeast coast. A short time ago, I asked Fianna Fáil spokesman on telecommunications, Terry Layden, if he welcomed this crackdown.
Well, I believe that the fact that there's been a crackdown at this stage is the fact that there's a lack of government activity in relation to the bringing before the Dáil of a much-needed local radio authority bill. That is the lack of political action which has resulted in this particular event taking place.
But do you welcome the fact that they have decided, that the government has decided to take direct action against a pirate broadcasting station?
Well, the situation is that I couldn't certainly condone the activities of any illegal organisation. But the fact is that they are satisfying, or at least they were satisfying the demand here in Dublin particularly, because the government, through lack of activity, were not in a position to bring before the Dáil a bill. And as a result of the government inactivity, we are proposing to bring before the Dáil an independent local radio authority bill in private members' time, and I hope that that will be accepted as quickly as possible to resolve the crisis in broadcasting in Ireland at this stage.
When will you be bringing forward that bill?
We hope to, indeed, as a result of today's events, it has now taken on a greater degree of priority. But I would appeal to the government at this stage to bring before the Dáil the bills which were prepared by us, which are there and which could be brought in. They are now 5 months in government, and many of the government TDs who were prepared to utilise the services of Radio Nova are now standing idly by and allowed a situation where the government would not bring forward the necessary legislation. They utilised the illegal broadcasting airways to propagate their own electoral successes.
Like many Fianna Fáil TDs indeed, what are the main elements of your own bill?
I'm not aware of any of that activity on our behalf, but I know of the activities of the government, and the government now are in power, and the government TDs are involved and associated with this particular clampdown at this stage.
Fianna Fáil spokesman Terry Layden.
Hello, Nova?
Yes,
Kieran Murray, Radio Carousel here.
Yes, Kieran. Hugh O'Brien speaking.
Hugh O'Brien, how are you doing, Hugh? Tell me, have you got a statement or anything there that you could give us?
Just 1 second. Is there any formal statement that we have to hand out to the press? Is there? Somebody somewhere had something, but they're gone, Kieran. You're looking for something just to put out in your news.
Well, basically it, yeah. If you have anything, if you haven't, that's okay. Maybe you could just sort of tell me,
Did you get the 6 o'clock news on RTE?
I didn't know. There's 6:30. I'm listening out for 6:30 on...
Okay, they got some of it wrong. There was a court case today.
Yeah, right.
But it's adjourned not until tomorrow. It's until tomorrow week.
Right, yeah.
All right?
I think Sunshine had that. I heard the 6 o'clock bulletin for Sunshine.
Yeah, they had it right, yeah.
Yeah.
See, their line on it would be... you know, enough copy for you for the moment.
Right, yeah.
As far as the P&T are concerned, they've taken everything from Rathfarnham.
Right, yeah.
Other than antennas, you know, they've taken the 50 kilowatt, the new one.
Yeah.
They've taken everything. Their KISS FM was in a different location.
Yeah.
And they've taken that as well. So all the transmitters are taken.
Right.
So,
What about the... were you there this morning when it happened?
No. They just arrived along with a warrant.
Yeah.
And they said that if, you know, they gave us a choice to either open the transmitter rooms or else they'd break in.
Yeah.
And they had a warrant for Rathfarnham and for the KISS FM site.
Did they know where it is?
Sorry?
Did they know where it is?
Where the KISS site was?
Yeah.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Where was it?
It's up Three Rockway.
Ah, I see, yeah. Yeah. So, in the heel of the hunt anyway, they decided to hand over the keys.
There's no point, you know.
Yeah, presumably Chris was there, was he?
He wasn't, he couldn't be found for ages, there was great panic. That's what it took, a delay in them getting in.
Yeah.
And they were going to break in fact, at one stage.
So they didn't break in, they got the keys.
Well, they tried one door up in Rathfarnham, because there was a delay about keys being handed over, you know.
Yeah.
But in the heel of the hunt they got the keys, and they had guards on duty, and they had big trucks. You know, flatbed jobs.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, the 50K weighs about 7 tons, you know.
Boy, yeah, so there's some panic there.
Oh, well, Jesus, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's the general mood there? Is everyone depressed? Or?
Yes, suitably so, I'm afraid, yeah.
Yeah, rumours actually, earlier on today, one of our staff was in contact with one of your secretaries, mentioned that he'd no plans to return. Was there anything mentioned about in the statement on that?
About to return?
There was no plans for Nova or KISS to return to the
air. Well, not at the present moment, not until court proceedings are finished, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's based, you know, I don't see why we couldn't with smaller rigs, you know?
Yeah.
But that's for Chris to decide whether he'd want to punt the money or not, you know?
Right, yeah.
But at this moment in time, there's no mention of that. It's on the matter of, it's sub judice, you know, to quote a legal expression, and
right,
it'll be that way until tomorrow week.
Yeah. Were you at the court case?
I wasn't, but I'm involved in it sort of fairly actively. I was down with counsel when they were advising, you know?
Yeah.
So there is, you know, there are steps being taken which will also include a constitutional plea.
Mm-hmm.
In regard to, I don't know whether it'll work or not, you know?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, at the moment, there's no plans to do anything like returning.
So obviously trying every avenue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's a term of pity. Came as a great shock. It certainly came as a great shock to us here anyway.
Yes, well, I certainly you guys would be, along with Robbie Dale and South Coast, to me, you would be the obvious next candidates, you know?
Yeah. And we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Keep your power down, that's what I say to you.
That apparently is it. Yeah, but you didn't hear anything about the rumours of actual interference as such?
No, I think they have them logged all right, you know?
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee they were us, because a lot of people would relay us on the medium wave.
Mm-hmm.
Out of lack of other programming of their own.
Right.
And there's a number of stations here in Dublin, for example, that could have caused problems, you know.
Right, and how would they prove it on a relay? How would you prove
it? Well, I don't know. I suppose we could say they went to our services and they could, you know, say otherwise, but they may be able to... They'd have letters from certain people alleging interference on certain frequencies.
Right, yeah.
And if they are our frequencies, well then, there's not a lot we can do about it, because all they can do is say to the people, like the European Broadcasting Union or the Communications Union in Geneva, they'll say, well, we're having a problem with these people, we need formal complaints.
Yeah.
So they just make a formal complaint that the 819 was causing trouble or 88 something to, you know, to get the BBC to do it.
Right,
I don't know, you know, that's to be honest with you.
Interesting.
I have to go, Kieran.
I know, I understand. Thing. Right, okay, thanks anyway, Hugh, for giving me the information.
You're more than welcome. You can give us a shout tomorrow. There'll probably be a bit more, but it won't be...
Great, well, have you got a pen there? I can give you our number here if you want to give us a call at any time.
Yes, fine, yeah.
28762, and it's 046, the area code.
046.
2870. We're here all day, every day. Just let us know anyway. Keep in touch, right?
All right, Kieran.
Thanks very much,
Hugh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
RTE Radio 1 at 11:30. News headlines now from Emer O'Kelly.
The illegal station Sunshine Radio is off the air after a raid by officials from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs. But Radio Nova, which was raided yesterday, was back on the air again early this morning.
This is Sean O'Rourke with the news at 1:30. First, the details read now by Anne Doyle.
The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that the bill to deal with independent radio broadcasting is likely to come before the government in the immediate future. At Portmarnock in North County Dublin, post office engineers have been removing equipment from the illegal station Radio Sunshine. A seminar in Dublin is discussing suggestions for a police authority. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, said he felt such a system might be needed to ensure there was no political interference with the Gardaí. Talks on the Dublin docks dispute were continuing in the Labour Court up to a short time ago. The Archbishop of Tuam has said closing the sugar factory there would have disastrous social consequences, and he appealed to the government and the sugar company to reconsider any moves in this direction. Proposals for a commission to examine all aspects of the social welfare system are to be put before the government in the coming week. The Minister for Education, Mrs. Hussey, has replied to criticism of politicians by a Church of Ireland clergyman, the Very Reverend Victor Griffin. And the weather, bright or sunny spells, chiefly in the northwest, otherwise cloudy with showers. Post office engineers have begun to remove transmitting equipment from the illegal station Radio Sunshine in Portmarnock in County Dublin. They moved into the station's headquarters at Sands Hotel shortly before 10 o'clock this morning with a warrant to seize the equipment. Michael Fisher reports.
Three transmitters and other audio equipment worth around £45,000, according to the station, were seized by the post office engineers. The Sunshine staff say everything was done in a peaceful and businesslike manner. The station's general manager, Robbie Robinson, said 43 people would be put out of work by the shutdown. According to the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, Sunshine had been causing interference to radio and television reception in North Dublin. The department says there were also several cases of interference to frequencies at Dublin Airport used by the emergency services and aircraft. Military radar control was also affected, according to a department spokesman. The company secretary, Pádraig Mullins, described the allegations as unfounded. He said they'd be pursuing the matter in the courts. Meanwhile, Radio Nova, where post office engineers began their new offensive yesterday, was back on the air early this morning at their Herbert Place office in Dublin. Michael Fisher, RTE News, Portmarnock.
The Minister of State with responsibility for broadcasting, Mr. Ted Neelan, said today they had now made the point very firmly that these stations were illegally using the airways and illegally interfering with other radio services and emergency services. He said he accepted that it would be easy for a station to get back on the air, but he pointed out that the transmitter being used by Radio Nova today would be unlikely to cause as much interference because of its low strength. When the matter was raised in the Dáil this morning, the Taoiseach told deputies that the bill to deal with independent radio broadcasting was likely to come before the government in the immediate future. But Dr. Fitzgerald rejected an allegation by the Fianna Fáil spokesman, Mr. Terry Layden, that some of his ministers and deputies had taken part in programmes on illegal stations.
Yes.
How are you?
How are you, Bill?
I'm all right. Listen.
Are you in the One Piece?
I'm in One Piece.
Oh,
yeah.
God of Almighty.
We've been done this morning. You know that.
Oh, jeez, don't I know? Yeah.
I've been trying to get through to Hugh in Dundalk all morning.
Have you? Yeah.
Now your three lines are engaged permanently.
Are they, Harry?
What's the situation with Carousel?
Well, I don't know, Bill. I mean. We haven't heard anything about it yet, but no doubt we're going to hear that anything's going to happen anyhow, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. What's the situation with yourselves? Or did you hear from the lads in Sunshine? You did, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. We're very much involved there. It's just a question of all the equipment has been confiscated.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's the end of the line, apparently.
And that's it?
And that's it. There's been nothing...
They're never going to give it back to you, obviously, anyway.
Well, they will after the court case, but, you know, they can just move in again the next day and do the same thing all over again.
And is it going to be the same with us, like, down
yes,
the country?
Yes, very much so. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to Hugh about, just to make him totally aware that this is serious stuff, that they're not messing around this time. I'm not sure if you're listening to Nova or anything down there, but Nova came back on the air early this morning, in fact, about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they're going off now voluntarily.
Are they?
At 6 o'clock. They mightn't even last that long, but the word is that they're going... Well, they've been broadcasting that they're going off. Everybody in Dublin is all trying to organise petitions and protest marches and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And this is basically what we're trying to do with, you know, up and down the country, is trying to get other stations to do similar things. I mean, we've got... You know, Sunshine have got loads of petition forms printed.
Yeah.
And, you know, get as many signatures as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And
where are you going to hand them to? Like,
well, lobby your TD. Smack them at your TD, you know?
Yeah.
Or I'm not quite sure what's going to be done with them. I mean, I think in our case, Robbie is going to have to decide what... Robbie Dale is going to have to decide what he's going to do with them. But I think the general idea is just to lob them at Leinster House, you know?
Right, yeah.
And up Garrett's left nostril, hopefully, you know?
But is it...
I'm only being polite because we're on the phone.
Okay, no, but... Right, no, right. I know. But is it going to work? I don't think... I don't
know. No, it's not, Christine, but what the hell else can you do? You just can't sit back and... you know, do nothing.
Yeah. God, yeah. It's unbelievable, you know? I didn't think that they were going to take action like this.
Well...
Nobody did, I'm sure,
I
either.
Don't think anybody did. I think when it finally came, people just didn't believe it was actually happening, you know?
Yeah. Everybody, we all got an awful shock yesterday that Nova was gone, you know?
Yeah, well, Sunshine and Leinster have gone off the air today.
Gone off voluntarily, have they?
They have, yeah. South Coast and Cork had a director's meeting, I think, at 1 o'clock. I think they're probably going off the air as well. They're gone, apparently.
Yeah.
This
is to not have the problem of them coming in, taking
the
stuff
right.
away.
Well, you see, the point is this, that Sunshine, you know, we found ourselves in that situation last night.
Yeah.
Where there were two schools of thought. One was that Nova stuck their chin out a bit too much and they got swiped at, okay?
Yeah.
And that they were going to leave everybody else alone.
Right.
The other school of thought was that you can't hit one radio station without hitting them all.
Right.
So it was a toss of a coin which one you went with. But Robbie decided, took a gamble. And that was the word he used himself, to gamble that they wouldn't come in and touch us.
Yeah.
That he subscribed to the school of thought that it was Nova they were after, not anybody else.
Right.
But he was wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
And because he thought that way, he made absolutely no attempt to dismantle any of the equipment.
Yeah.
Where the other radio stations have... what they're doing is they're going off the air and they're dismantling that stuff as quick as they can possibly dismantle it.
To at least keep their equipment.
Keep their equipment. Mm-hmm. Whereas in this case, you know, the authorities have the equipment at the moment.
Right.
And it's going to take a court case to get it back. Once the fine is paid,
yeah.
They, by law, have to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's a vicious circle. If you set up, they'll do the same thing again and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And they can get very long adjournments and things like that. So, you know, effectively, you just can't operate.
Yeah.
So this was happening in Dublin, and that's what I was wanted to talk to Hugh about this morning, to see if you people could, you know, get some sort of petitions going. You know, all you've got to do is please support independent broadcasting in Ireland by signing this petition.
Yeah.
And just have your logo on top of the sheets and just get signatures and addresses, you know?
Yeah.
There's very little that you can do, Christine.
Yeah. There's not really, you know?
Very little.
Yeah. Hugh didn't know any reason like why they did it or why they just took the action they did, like, you know, because, you know, they just did it, you know?
Hugh might be in a slightly privileged situation. I'm not sure if you know what his politics are.
Not really.
Okay, I'm not too sure. That's why I wanted to talk to Hugh. I didn't mean that in any snide way, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I wanted to talk to Hugh himself.
Yeah. How could he be privileged, Bill?
He's a very staunch Fine Gael supporter.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, well, don't...
He doesn't really make his politics known because of the situation he's in, I suppose, you know?
Possibly not, but yeah. But he is. So yeah. I'm saying he might be in a slightly privileged situation. Although I doubt it. They can't be seen to be acting against some and leaving others alone.
Right.
It's a hit-one, hit-all situation.
I know, yeah.
You know. Yeah. You needn't mention that to him, by the way.
I just
wondered if you knew anything, you know?
Yeah. No, not really, Bill, no. We were just wondering. We didn't know Sunshine's number off that, even though I should know it. I shouldn't say that.
No problem.
But I decided I'd give you a call.
Sure.
Anyway,
I'm glad you did, because, as I said, I've been trying to get through to you people this morning.
Yeah.
Where are you? You're in Navan now, are you?
I'm in Navan, yeah.
Okay. Look, if you're talking to Hugh, would you ask him to give us a buzz, or ask him to give Robbie a buzz, would you?
Yeah, I would.
I'll give you the numbers, the Sunshine numbers, if you want to take them.
Right, Bill, yeah.
Okay, it's, the studio numbers are... 460-400.
Yeah.
460-319.
Mm-hmm.
And 460-942. Yeah, but if you could, you know, maybe tomorrow sometime when the dust settles, because
exactly.
there's a meeting tonight, so yeah. it would be pretty pointless ringing today.
Right, of course.
If you could, though, I know Robbie would appreciate some sort of contact. And if he doesn't want to do that, he can give me a buzz here.
Yeah.
I'll give you the office numbers if you want them as well.
Okay, but...
Okay, 789-442, 789-279,
yeah.
And 789-024.
Right. God, you have some lot of numbers.
All supplied by the P&T.
Exactly.
The same people who moved in and took the equipment this morning.
Exactly. And they have no hesitation in sending you a phone bill or anything
like
that.
Well, you know something? You know what I just discovered this morning? I realised, you know all these Irish jokes?
What?
You know these Paddy jokes? They're all true. They are. They're all true. Every goddamn one of them. It could only happen over here.
Yeah. It sure could. Lord Almighty, it's desperate, you know.
Sure. Listen, Christine, would you tell Hugh, will you be talking to him today or tomorrow?
Yeah, sure I will.
Okay, will you tell him I've been trying to get through to him all morning?
Sure will, yeah.
And that if you could make contact, just for a chit-chat, okay?
Mm-hmm. To yourself, anyway.
It doesn't matter if he wants to call me. I'll be here most of the time.
Right.
But, you know, they mean business. That's really the message I was trying to get across to them. They mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine took a gamble that they were just after Nova.
Yeah.
They're not. They mean business. They're going to get everybody, apparently.
Yeah. It looks like it, Bill.
ABC
sure
and Waterford were raided as well. Tomorrow. I've just been told ABC and Waterford were raided also.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I didn't realise that the ones outside Dublin had been done.
Yeah.
You sure of that? Yeah, I've just got confirmation.
Really?
A very reliable source.
Is it because of interference or just they're getting rid of them?
No, they're using this interference thing as a reason for going in and closing people down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they want to get rid of them and then they'll bring in this legislation.
They want to get rid of them and then bring in the legislation?
Just a second, Christine, just a moment. Forget about it. I'm not sure if you heard Tom Hardy reading the letter.
Have you said something? By who? By first
Did any radio signal interfere with what council doing?
Sorry, Christine.
Right.
No, there's been a lot of action here in Dublin. You might be interested to know that Aer Lingus telephoned Sunshine this morning.
Right.
And not as individuals, but the personnel manager of Aer Lingus telephoned and wanted to know what sort of support Aer Lingus, the people in Aer Lingus, could give
mm-hmm.
the radio scene. Also, the Dublin County Council chief engineer wrote a letter to Nova,
yeah.
which they read out on the air, disclaiming any sort of accusations that Nova were interfering with radio signals. You know, certainly weren't interfering with the with Dublin County Council.
Right.
So there are things happening. A lot of support is getting, you know, is being mustered and being channeled.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for you guys to do the same thing.
Yeah. Has any sort of statement been issued by Sunshine, Bill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At 9:30 this morning, the Sunshine radio station in Portmarnock was raided by Guardian officials of the Post and Telegraphs. Broadcasting equipment was confiscated in Section 2 of the Broadcasting Act, which of course makes it impossible for us to continue broadcasting at this time. The directors, employees and friends of Sunshine Radio would like to thank you for your support to date and look forward to continuing the association in the near future. We will, of course, be keeping you up to date with the latest developments and look forward to your comments on the situation. We would also be most appreciative if you could explain the situation to your clients. Keeping you up to date, yours sincerely. That's the statement.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it, Bill. Good Lord. It'll be hard to take if it all happens, won't it?
Yeah.
No mistake. From every type of view, from every type of aspect of country music and broadcasting in general, what are we going to do?
Well, we'd have to listen to Pascal.
Were you listening to him last night?
God forbid.
Were you listening to him last night?
No, I don't listen.
I'll just tell you what he said at the beginning of his country music show.
Yes?
You're welcome to keep it country to clutter-free country. Now, don't you know what that means?
I know what it means, yeah.
It's just that Novo were gone and clutter-free being one of their big jingles as such.
That is... That's just unbelievable.
Isn't it, you know?
And they talk about pirating things, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
The number of ideas he's pirated from me alone, I could slap him up against the wall, I could wallpaper the room with the bloody things, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Anyway, you know, not to worry, it may not come to that yet.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
It may not, it looks very final, but there's always a little hope that something might evolve out of all this protest.
Yeah.
Nova are trying to organise, there's another thing I'd like you to mention to Hugh. Nova are trying to organise, and Sunshine for that matter, are trying to organise a sort of a protest meeting come March outside the forecourts next Thursday.
Yeah.
It would be nice if representatives from right over the country, you know, from all the radio stations,
right, yeah,
could make it to Dublin and be seen to be supporting, you know, outside the forecourts where the injunction's been held.
Right, yeah.
You know, and, you know, come with banners and, you know, like the teachers and the
exactly,
and the publicans,
yes,
and the
yeah,
students did.
Sure.
Everything very peaceful and above board.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things I wanted to talk to Hugh about this morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, some sort of passive, you know, resistance to maybe even, I don't know, maybe sitting down on the roadway or some stupid thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice if and would lend a lot of support and credence.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a lot of credibility if... people from South Coast could come up to Dublin, people from you know, Dundalk, Athlone, Waterford, you know, all over the place could come to Dublin with their little banners, you know.
Exactly.
And I mean,
to show support from every angle of the country.
Well, look at the publicity. Mm-hmm. Look at the publicity. I mean, the papers would be out for start, you know.
Right, of course,
It would be... It
was unbelievable to see it headlining everything yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. Well, it's on the news tonight because the cameras were out
with Sunshine
this morning.
Yeah.
So if you catch the news...
Oh, sure, yeah. Good Lord.
So there you are.
So that's it.
That's it up to date, Christine.
That's it up to date.
Uh-huh.
So we should be talking to you anyway again shortly if anything else.
Okay. Well,
up.
if you need any info, if we can help at all, just get in touch.
But well, I'll pass.
Please pass on my message to Hugh. I got fed up. And I've worn my index finger down this morning trying to get through to him.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll be talking to him a little later on now. I think he's actually on BBC Radio Ulster later on.
He is,
yeah.
About what?
Well, tomorrow we are celebrating our fifth birthday as such, anyway, in Dundalk, 5 years open tomorrow.
Really?
So it's in a little conjunction with that, as well as they want to find out the situation of what is happening down here.